Acute rheumatic fever by All-Star Medics. Acute rheumatic fever is an acute autoimmune process that occurs following pharyngitis caused by group A beta hemolytic streptococcal infection. The diagnosis is based on the modified Jones criteria of 2015, which accounts for high-risk populations and allows echocardiography to detect subclinical carditis. The major criteria include carditis, arthritis, either monoarthritis or polyarthritis, polyarthralgia, chorea, erythema marginatum, and subcutaneous nodules. The minor criteria include monoarthralgia, fever of at least 38 degrees Celsius, an erythrocyte sedimentation rate of 30 millimeters per hour or higher, or a C-reactive protein of at least 3.0 milligrams per deciliter, and a prolonged PR interval after adjusting for age if there is no carditis. For diagnosis, two major manifestations plus evidence of preceding streptococcal infection are required, or one major and two minor manifestations plus evidence of preceding streptococcal infection. Every patient with ARF should undergo echocardiography even if there is no clinical evidence of valvular disease. Investigations include a full blood count with differential, ESR or CRP, throat swab for streptococci, anti-streptolysin O titer, ECG, echocardiography, and chest X-ray. Treatment begins with antibiotics. Benzathine penicillin is given as a single intramuscular dose of 600,000 to 1.2 million units, or phenoxymethylpenicillin is given orally at 10 to 12.5 milligrams per kilogram per dose twice daily for 10 days, not exceeding 500 milligrams every 6 hours. In patients allergic to penicillin, a first-generation cephalosporin can be used for 10 days. Symptomatic management includes bed rest, pain control, and anti-inflammatory agents. Chorea should be treated if severe, and any heart failure should be managed appropriately as per the congestive cardiac failure protocol. For arthritis, prednisone is given at 2 mg per kilogram per day for 2 to 4 weeks, and aspirin at 50 to 60 mg per kilogram per day and 4 to 6 divided doses until symptoms subside. Ibuprofen at 30 mg per kilogram per day in 3 divided doses can be used if aspirin is not tolerated. In carditis, the same doses of prednisone and aspirin are used. Prednisone should be tapered to 20 to 25% per week, and aspirin can be reduced to 25 to 30 mg per kilogram per day as symptoms improve, starting aspirin during the final week of tapering. Management of Sydenham's chorea involves reducing physical and emotional stress and giving protective support as needed. Benzathine penicillin is administered intramuscularly to eradicate streptococci, followed by injections every 28 days for secondary prophylaxis. Anti-inflammatory agents are not used for chorea. For severe chorea, carbamazepine can be used at 7 to 20 mg per kilogram per day in 3 divided doses, or valproic acid at 15 to 20 mg per kilogram per day, increasing to 30 if needed. If these are unavailable, phenobarbital, haloperidol, or chlorpromazine may be used. Further management includes registering the patient in the ARF or cardiac clinic, issuing a prophylaxis card, educating the family, ensuring dental evaluation, and establishing a long-term secondary prophylaxis plan. Secondary prophylaxis prevents group A beta hemolytic streptococcal pharyngitis, recurrent attacks of ARF, the development and progression of rheumatic heart disease, and death from severe cardiac complications. The first-line regimen is benzathine penicillin G, given intramuscularly every 4 weeks, 1.2 million units for patients weighing 30 kilograms or more, and 600,000 units for those under 30 kilograms. If injections are refused or not possible, phenoxymethylpenicillin at 250 milligrams orally once daily may be used. In penicillin allergic patients, erythromycin at 250 milligrams orally twice daily is recommended. Prophylaxis is continued for at least 10 years after the last ARF episode or until the patient reaches 21 years of age, whichever is longer. In patients with established rheumatic heart disease, prophylaxis should be lifelong.